Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Seen and unseen. Do you know the feeling when you see something and you didn't really want to see that, but you cannot unsee it? Well, this episode is not about that thing. There's a famous economist who is dead already for a few hundred years, called Friedrich Bastiat. He has this famous, really famous, I mean worldwide famous book called That Which Is Seen and Which Is Unseen, or Seen and Unseen, depending on different translations. But the point is that it's easy to see what is right in front of you, like a politician showing all the money they are spending on you if you just vote them on the next elections. What is unseen is usually the a bit later thing, the painful thing, the consequences which are not favorable. And if you would see the unseen in the beginning, and you usually need to use your mind's eye to do that, then you would not like the first thing, the seen thing. Because it's obvious that the cost, the total cost, is larger than the benefit in the beginning. Unseen is something that you always have to check. And this makes regular founders different from those great ones. Because the unseen is the one which really gives you the edge. Seen is the obvious, the popular thing. If you go to a conference, you see speakers, you see people there, you see booths, you see a lot of stuff happening. That's obvious. And I'm just using the conference as an example because we're getting back to the conference mode, event mode. But what is unseen is things which are not there. Those great speakers, founders, companies who are too busy actually serving their customers and building their companies to come to those events. Yeah, I know. Could be mind-blowing, isn't it? This applies to all those things you see. So it can be the same with marketing. The great article in Business Insider, CNN, wherever. It may not be the company you want to work with or the VC you would like to consider. What does this mean? One consequence is that you may need to be active. And I mean by active, proactive. Good old-fashioned knocking on the door, calling them, finding them. And by the way, this applies to good employees as well. Those who are available may not be the ones you want to get. Those who are busy already and are not looking for a job may be the exact match you want to get. And this applies to almost every aspect of building your company. What is seen is easy, obvious, but what is not seen is the crucial thing. But you have to use your gray matter, not the dark matter, nobody knows what it is, but the gray matter, and your experience, and your curiosity, and your little bit of also of, not cynicism, but questioning, inquiring mind. Why? What's missing? Happy hunting, the unseen.